Good morning, it's Mitch Gaynor from Glasshouse Country Mulaney News and the Sentinel, back for another week with heaps of news across the regions. At the Sentinel, we've got a story about a proposed development opposite the Big Fish shopping complex. Another shopping complex is being proposed, with developers saying there's a huge need for it to cater for the growing Caboolture and Moreton Bay region population. So we'll have heaps of information about what might be coming at that development, that vacant block opposite the Big Fish. I've also got a serious story about the Queensland Police Service, which is working through actions to implement over 30 recommendations and enact sweeping custody management changes after a review into watch houses across Queensland, especially around the Moreton Bay region as well. We've got a story about Moreton Bay Division 11 Councillor Darren Grimwade. He's resigning from his role. He's announced this last week, saying that he's going to, he cited family reasons for his resignation, saying that his wife has career opportunities in outback Queensland. So we'll have a story on the councillor resigning there. And we also spent, it was a beautiful weekend, we spent all Saturday out at the Medieval Festival. It's one of the highlights on the calendar in Moreton Bay, and we had our intrepid reporter Marina Gomide out taking photos. We'll have dozens of photos from there. It was a beautiful day and quite warm actually for the middle of winter, so plenty going along in the Sentinel. Over at Glasshouse Country and Mulaney News, Queensland Planning Minister Jared Blay has officially called in a proposed large-scale festival site at Coochin Creek, marking his second intervention in a Comiskey Group-backed development in the area in just 3 months. Following on from last week's Sunshine Coast Council budget, the Mulaney Streetscape project on Maple Street has secured nearly $3 million, so that's set to go ahead. Much long-awaited project, you might say. It's been a few years in the making there. I've also got a story about the new owners of Club Glasshouse, saying they're committed to preserving the local spirit of the bowling club while investing $1.5 million in its future to make a fresh start. This is after the local club unfortunately had to basically sell or transfer its ownership over to Caboolture Sports Club after finding itself in a little bit of financial drama there. So plenty of stories across both papers. Have a read. They'll be out from tomorrow. And I'll talk to you again next week. This is Mitch Gaynor on 101.5.